We're visiting with Hartford head football coach Colton Barrett on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, congratulations on the season-opening victory as you went over to Maranatha Academy. And people will look at the final score, and they'll see the 100 points that your team scored, but you almost needed all 100 of those points as Maranatha scored 58 points on the night. That must have been a spectacular night offensively for both teams.
Yeah, it was definitely a good night for us offensively. I'm sure Maranatha will say the same for them. Not a whole lot of defense being played, but, you know, first game of the year, kids getting used to playing in, you know, with the heat and everything that was going on Friday night. We're able to get our offense rolling, and unfortunately we weren't able to get as many stops as we'd like, but pretty proud of the way the kids battled and answered the call. And obviously, you know, we had some great performances from our players, and we look to build on that this week.
One of those performances, Shaden Scholl, who rushes for over 500 yards, scores 90 of your 100 points. What a night for him.
Yeah, Shaden, he was an absolute beast Friday night. You know, our offensive line did a really good job of giving him the space. And, you know, he's been working hard. He's, you know, this is his fourth year starting running back for us. He's looking for having a breakout senior season. And it was a great way to start it off with, you know, like you said, scored 90 of our 100 points, being able to carry the load offensively, and he also, you know, led our team in tackles on defense. He had one of those crazy nights that a lot of people will never forget.
We're visiting with Hartford head football coach Colton Barrett on the Area Coach's Corner, and this Friday night, things might be a little more challenging. You have Madison, the opponent. What big challenges do you see Madison offering your football team?
You know, just like every year, we understand that Madison's a very talented group. You know, they got big aspirations for this season. They lost a big senior class, but they bring back a lot of talented players. We understand that it's going to be a physical game, and we have to match that intensity and that physicality, and then we'll see where we go.
Where is it you feel like, obviously the defensive side is where you're going to be looking for the most improvement. Part of it is you're going to have to be better defensively because of Madison's offense, but where specifically where your team need to be better defensively?
You know, just being more aggressive. I think Friday night, you know, we started the game off really well defensively, got up 20-0, then we kind of relaxed. We let the game, you know, slow down for the other team. They were able to get some momentum going their way, and that's a big thing in eight-man football. And, you know, our guys understand that, you know, when you have that chance to take those next steps physicality-wise, it definitely helps, especially with, you know, momentum swing. So we know we got to be physical. We know we have to attack the football, be aggressive at the point of the attack, especially against a great Madison team. They're a very physical team. They like to run the ball, and we know we have to match that intensity.
Now, the plus is that this is maybe a good test for your football team coming off a really emotional high, a really big offensive high, and maybe get the guys focused for the rest of the season. Fortunately, this isn't a district game, but it is a game that can go a long ways in helping your team become a better football squad.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Madison's always a tough draw early in the year, but we know that they're competing for a big prize in D1. And that's exactly where everybody in the LCL wants to be, is we want to be able to compete with Madison, have the same successes. And like you said, it's a great test for our guys to kind of see where we're at. It's a great week 2 opponent. Kind of tells us what we really need to get better at, what we can bring to this game, and kind of how we can respond. And it only sets us up well for the remaining season.
Coach Barrett, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Again, congratulations on your win over Maranatha. Good luck against Madison, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
All right, thanks. Thanks for having me.
That's Hartford head football coach Colton Barrett on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by the Hartford State Bank and by Hartford One Stop on Country 101.7 FM.